Good morning, it's now 0900 GMT, 10 o'clock, British Summer Time. You're tuned to Radio Sound City International, broadcasting in the 49-meter European shortwave band at 6,285 kHz. Good morning if you've just tuned in. My name is Mark Winters. My thanks to Andy Gillen for the past 1 hour of American heavy rock music. Hope you like that programme there. Going to start off with Ultravox, taken from the album Ultravox Ha Ha, and one called The Man Who Dies Every Day. This one's going out to a very good friend of mine, Phil Collins, at Radio Cavendish International.
Showed on photographs and you never grew much older. You flicker like a shaky shadow, moving like a thief. You never drop your facade and you never seek relief, 'cause you're the man.
Yes, that one was specially for Phil Collins at Radio Cavendish International. That's the sound of Ultravox on the Island record label from their latest album, Ha Ha, and one called The Man Who Dies Every Day. Good morning if you've just tuned in. You're listening to the Mark Winter programme on Radio Silent City International. We'd like to hear from you, and if you'd like to write in, the mailing address is Radio Silent City International, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Nottinghamshire in Great Britain. The postal code NG236JX. Moving on now with this one. This is a really nice record in green vinyl. It's from a guy by the name of Clark Kent. It cost me 79p at our local HMV record shop. You might think that's rather a rip-off. Considering the fact that it only runs for 3 minutes 20 seconds, going to dedicate this one to a very good friend of mine, that's Mark Desani over there in Crowley, West Sussex. Clark Kent and Don't Care. Time on Salt City International, 9 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. That was from Mark Desani over there in Crowley, West Sussex. Sound of Clark Kent on A&M Records and one called Don't Care. Rather a rip-off at 79p, I think, but not too bad. Speaking as a music critic, as I am, less said about that the better. Got some DX News now for you, DX News, so have a listen to this. Quite a few people have been in touch with me about a station broadcasting on 192 metres medium wave. Well, I'm pleased to tell you that the station is Radio Del Mara, that's Radio Del Mara, broadcasting from a small boat which is anchored 14 miles from the coast of Holland. Well, that's according to the Free Radio campaign. There are some rather differing views on exactly where the ship is anchored. Some reports state that it is 5 miles from the coast of Holland, but the FRC Island, that's FRC Island, the FRC Holland, goodness me, that's a Free Radio campaign of Holland, saying that it is in fact 14 miles from the coast. The transmissions are broadcast with a reported power of 2 kilowatts between 08 hours and 1700, that's 5 o'clock here in Britain. A mailing address is given out on the air as being Radio Del Mara International. Old Vec, Marbella in Spain. Quite an interesting address that. I'll spell it phonetically for you. I think that's the right word. It's Radio Del Mara International. Del Mara is spelled Delta Echo Lima. Mike Alpha Romeo Alpha. The mailing address is Old Vec, which is Oscar Lima Delta Victor Echo Charlie. Marbella, which is spelled Mike Alpha Romeo Bravo Echo Lima Lima Alpha, and that's in Spain. I'll give you the whole address once again. It's Radio Del Mara International, Old Vec, Marbella in Spain, and that is the mailing address of the new radio ship which is currently broadcasting on 192 metres medium wave. If you're going to write into us at Silent City International, I'll give you the address after the next record, but don't forget, if you could tell us whether you can actually hear the station, Radio Del Mara, we'd be very interested to know whether it's coming through in your area, particularly way out there on the continent. It's coming quite good in this area at the moment, however they seem to be having a few technical problems, and the records seem to be going rather slow, so don't know why that is, probably the generators are packing up a little bit. Next record on Silent City International is from Elvis Costello and the Attractions, from the album of this year's model, and one called You Belong to Me. Yes, hope you like that one. That's Elvis Costello and the Attractions, taken from the British version of this year's model, and one called You Belong to Me. Hope you like that one. The time on Silent City International is fast approaching 14 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock, 10:14 BST. Actually, I've got an apology to make now to a gentleman who sent us some DX news. That's Mr. CJ Humphreys of 11 Scarafell Avenue, Farnham, Hants, PO1415Q. And as I say, I have an apology to make to CJ, because yours truly, Mark Winters, inadvertently, being the idiot he is, forgot to read out these DX news last month. The DX news, in fact, concerned European Music Radio, who were to test on 7315 kHz in the 41 meter band on August the 20th. Unfortunately, I forgot to read out this DX news in my programme on August the 20th. But from what it seems, from what I understand from Barry Stevens, the transmission was only heard by a few people, unfortunately. I tuned in after the Silent City transmitter was switched off around about 5 minutes past 12, and we listened in till about 1:30 here in Great Britain for these tests on 7315 kHz, and well, unfortunately, we were unable to hear them. I don't know why, but Barry Stevens did in fact tell me that he made these test transmissions, but we couldn't hear them at Silent City. However, Steve Hill, who is at a different location, did hear the tests, so it did prove that they were getting out. However, it seemed that they were going out only on the first skip distance. So that's rather strange. However, 41 meter band reception is rather strange. You may know that they don't actually use the 41 meter band over there in America, but never mind about that. Going to have another record now for a few friends of mine over at 49 International. This is Chris Rea in red vinyl from a limited edition single. It's also available as the title track of the album Whatever Happened to Benny Santini. Thank you. Yes, hope you like that one. That's a really nice sound, currently available on a limited edition single in red vinyl from a guy by the name of Chris Rear. It's called Whatever Happened to Benny Santini. It's also available on an album of the same name, Whatever Happened to Benny Santini. I wonder whatever happened to him. You're listening to Radio Silent City International, broadcasting in the 49-metre shortwave band at 6,285 kHz. Good morning if you've just tuned in. The mailing address is Radio Silent City, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Nottinghamshire in Great Britain. The postcode NG236JX. If you're writing from Continent, please enclose an IRC International Reply Coupon for return postage, or if you're writing from Britain, a medium-sized stamped addressed envelope. Next record coming up on Silent City International from a group called Richmond from around about 1973, taken from the album Frightened, and one called All I Really Need. Yeah, I like that one. That's Richmond from 1973, and one called All I Really Need. Hope you like the background music from the Bijou Orchestra and High Level. Actually, I'm fading this up and down, so I'm going to tell you a little bit about a free radio magazine which we've been sent here at Silent City. The The magazine is called Free Broadcasting and it costs 10 pence, which is really quite remarkable, plus a stamped addressed envelope. And you can obtain this rather interesting little magazine from Michael Cottey, Dwelly Edenbridge in Kent. I'll give you that mailing address once again. It's Michael Cottey, Dwelly Edenbridge in Kent. And if you can't quite read the address or understand the address, I should say, then write into us at Silent City and we'll send you more details. Well, in the issue that we've been sent, there's a rather interesting article on the CB campaign for Great Britain. Also, some very interesting news about Sealand, which is the old fort out in the Thames estuary. So if you're after a really interesting free radio magazine, why not write to Michael at the address we've just given? Yeah, that's the Bidoo Orchestra there, and one called High Level. I like that one quite a bit. Nice theme tune, that. Going to play you a recording now. I haven't done this before on air, so we'll see what kind of reaction it gets. It's rather a sad recording, unfortunately. It's the very last transmission of East London Radio, which is a community radio station which broadcasts specifically for listeners in the East London area. And this is the final close down, and the tape runs for about 5 minutes. So have a listen to this, and we'll see what kind of reaction we get from this. Okay.
Quarter years, East London Radio has been transmitting each Sunday on 201 meters 1511 kilohertz in the medium wave bands. At this moment in time, the management of ELR has decided to close down. This is due to the fact that we'd like to obtain a license to broadcast to you, the listeners in East London, legally. Upset with the fact that we're having to close down now, but we hope that you will stay with us and support our aims of community radio for East London. The phone number, if you'd like to get in touch with us and help us with this aim, is Raynham in Essex 22503. Raynham in Essex 22503. And the code from London is 76. Our mailing address, if you'd like to write to us, is ELR 83, Connington Crescent, London, East 4. Once again, ELR 83, Connington Crescent, London, East 4. Closing the station, we thank you for your support over the past years and hope we've provided some entertainment and good music and news for you. East London Radio is now closing down, and this time it's for good. So it's goodbye from everybody here, and we hope one day that we'll be speaking to you. Oh dear,
what a
time to get tongue twisted.
Yes, I hope you like that recording.
East London Radio is now going off the air. We thank you for your support. and hope one day we'll see you again. Goodbye, everyone.
That's East London Radio and the final close down of the station on 201 metres, medium wave. Now, if you like that recording, well, why not write in and tell us? I've got quite a few free radio recordings from land-based free radio stations in the London area, and also the ones broadcasting on shortwave from all over Britain. If you like a recording of Radio Silent City International, then why not send us a cassette tape with an off-air recording of Radio Silent City, and we'll dub a studio copy on for you. A reminder, this is Radio Silent City International, broadcasting on the 48-metre band, shortwave at 62.85 kHz, 47.73 metres, some rather clever chappy told us the other week. Their mailing address is Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Nottinghamshire in Great Britain, NG23 6JX. Don't forget, if you want to hear any land-based free radio recordings, well, you can request them specifically, and we'll see if we can dig some out for you. We've got quite a few to choose from. If we haven't got the one you want, well, we'll play you a little bit of something anyway. This next record is specially for Pete in Hornchurch, Steve in Gillingham, and Stan in Wellington City. Sound of the Boomtown Rats, the Dublin-based Boomtown Rats, one called Looking After Number One. Yeah, Boomtown Rats they are from 1977, a hit for them, one called Looking After Number One. More DX news now concerning listeners more specifically in the London, Kent and Essex area. Starting soon on 92 MHz VHF is Radio Free Medway. Radio Free Medway on 92 MHz VHF between 6 and 8pm local time. And there'll be yours truly, Mark Winters, on the station as well, so how about that? That's Radio Free Medway, 92 MHz VHF, broadcasting to Kent and the surrounding areas, including, hopefully, London. A reminder that this is Radio Silent City International, broadcasting on 6,285 kHz. Time here in Great Britain is coming up to 25 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock. Don't forget that at 10.45, beg your pardon, yes, that's right, 10.45 until 11.15, it's Steve Hill. And 11.15 until 12 o'clock, it's Michael J. with the Golden Oldies programme and listeners' letters. So if you've wrote into us in the last couple of weeks, you'll be getting a mention, hopefully, on the Michael J. programme, 11.15 until 12 o'clock local time here in Britain. This is Rich Kids, taken from their current single of the same name on the EMI record label. Yeah, blasting through my headphones at the moment. That's the sound of Rich Kids, taken from the current single of the same name on EMI Record and Tapes. Rich Kids. Listening to Silent City International, broadcasting in the 49-meter band, shortwave. This next record's for everyone with Radio Mercury and Radio Zodiac International. It's Cat Stevens, taken from the album Is It So? And Remember the Days of the Old Schoolyard.
When
Yeah, nice record that one. Taken from the album Is It So, spelled rather differently, I-Z-I-T-S-O, Is It So, Cat Stevens, and one called Remember the Days of the Old Schoolyard, available also on a single. This is the B-side of, what is it, being caught out at this point. Let's have a look, where is my sheet of notes? It's disappeared again. Yeah, this is the B-side from their current single, Blue Love, a rather excellent instrumental called Take Time. We're going to leave you on this one. ID's coming up in just a moment. I hope you're liking this one. It's Blue Love. It's the B-side of Blue Love from the current single by Rufus, one called Take Time. And this is the last record this morning from me, Mark Winters. Hope you've enjoyed the last 45 minutes. DX News, Pop and Punk Records. You've been listening to Radio Silver City on 6,285 kHz. For me, Mark Winters, it's best of 73s, 55s and good DX until we meet once again on the airwaves of Silent City International, handing you over in just a few minutes to Steve Hill through until 11:15. For me, Mark Winters, it's bye-bye, take care and see you soon.
Collector of radio broadcasts? Well, now you can obtain quality recordings of offshore and land-based radio stations from Pennine Tapes. At £1 per broadcasting hour, they are very good value indeed. It is also possible to exchange radio recordings with us. For further information, our address is as follows. Pennine Tapes, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark in Notts. Once again, Pennine Tapes, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark in Notts. Pennine Tapes are the very best for quality recordings.
Yeah. 10:45 here in Great Britain, and it's now time for the Steve Hill radio programme. From me, Mark Winters, bye-bye and see you soon.